B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. We're going to start 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis. Says the Gemara, Heviu lo yes atomid, korotsoi v'chulu. And this takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis, where the Mishnah says that they would bring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, they would bring him the korban tomid, the lamb. Korotsoi, he would make an incision just enough that the shchita should be called a valid shchita. And then umirik achir shchita al yode, a different kohen would finish the shchita, even though it's a valid shchita. If it's not a valid shchita, it's going to be a problem. Obviously, the kohen gadol did a full valid shchita, but there was a mitzvah to completely cut and finish the shchita. And somebody else finished that. In the meantime, Kibel es Adom, the Kohen Gadol was ready to receive the blood from the Korban, Mezorkoi, and then he would throw the blood on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, my Korotsoi. What does the word Korotsoi mean? We translated it as an incision, as a minimal amount to cut the simonim, which we know that one's not allowed to eat an animal or a bird without shechting it. What's considered shechita? By a bird cutting one of the simonim, by an animal cutting two of the simonim. What are the simonim? The pipes, the food pipe, and the breathing pipe, the air pipe. One is the kone, one is the veshet. So one has to cut the minimum amount by an animal. One has to cut both, but it's enough to cut most of both. If you cut most of each of the simonim, most of the kono, most of the veshet, then the shchita is a kosher shchita. However, there's a mitzvah that another kohen should cut both simonim entirely. So the question is, the Gemara is saying, the word korotsoi in the Mishnah, what does it actually mean? Omar Ula. Ula said, lishna dektolahu, it's a term used for killing. Omar of Nachman Bayitzchok, Mikro, where would we find a posuk that uses the word korotsoi and we would understand it means killing? Says the Gemara, it's a posuk in Yirmiyah. The posuk says, "Eglo yefeifio Mitzrayim." There was something fair about Mitzrayim. However, keretz mitzofoin bovo. However, there's certainly going to be keretz coming from the north. Asks the Gemara, "My mashma, what do you see? How do you understand the word keretz?" Kedem targum Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef would relate from the targum that it's malko yoi hava Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim was a fair kingdom. However, amamin ktulin, murderous people, mitzvoino yesun ala, will come from the north. So you see that the translation of keretz is ktulin, is killing or murder. Says the Gemara, korotsoi bekamo. We've already explained this, but when it says in the Mishnah Korotsoi that they would kill the animal, they would do a minimum incision which renders the animal as having had a kosher shechita, how much is that? If one severs, one cuts most of each of the two simonim, the kono, the windpipe, and the veshet, the food pipe, then that's called Korotsoi. Rabbi Yechanan says the same. We're about to see that it's apparent from Rish Lakish that he also holds that Roiv of the two simonim is considered a shechita, not only regarding chulin, but even regarding hegdash, regarding korbonis. D'omer Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said, in chulin, and there's an issue there in the Mishnayos, in chulin daf chav zayin, where the Mishnah seems to repeat itself as to how much of the cutting of the simonim is considered a shechita. Rish Lakish asks, "V'chim achar sheshaninu?" Once we already learned in the Mishnah in Chulin Daf Chav Zayin Omed Alef that ruboi shel echod kumoyhu, that cutting roiv of a simon of either the kono or the veshet or both, for that matter, is as if one cut the whole one. Lomo sheninu? Why did the Mishnah again have to summarize and say roiv echod ba'oif, that with a bird it's sufficient to shecht roiv of one simon, v'roiv shnayim b'behema, and roiv of two simonim by the behema? So, and Rish Lakish explained, l'fisha shoninu. And the answer is that because it says in our Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, hevi ulo es atomid, bring the kohen gadol the korban tomid, korotsoi, he should do the incision, umirig achir shchita al yodoi, and somebody else should finish the shchita v'kibel es adom v'zorkoi, and then the kohen gadol in the meantime would receive the blood and put on the mizbeach. Says Rish Lakish, yochel, I may have thought, and he's learning this into our Mishnah. The Mishnah says somebody else had to be meirak, had to finish off the shechita. So I may have thought, loy meirak, if somebody else doesn't finish off the shechita, yehi posel, it will be posel. And then we would understand that at least regarding korbonos, that one has to actually shecht both simonim entirely. And that's why, and I may have thought that way. And the Gemara is interrupting now and saying, just a minute, could you really have thought that? Would you really have thought that if you don't shecht the entire two simonim, that by korban, that the shechita is not considered shechita? You can't understand our Mishnah that way, because if so, then who finished the shechita? Not the Kohen Gadol, a different Kohen, that second Kohen. And that's called that the avoda was finished by somebody else. Utnan, did we not learn, kol avodas yema kippurim einon ksheirus elo boy? Did we not learn that on all the avodah on Yom Kippur must be done exclusively by the Kohen Gadol? Says the Gemara Hochi Komra, this is what Rosh Lakish meant. Yochid yei posel midrabonon. Of course, min atayra, shechting roiv of the two simonim is enough. But I may have thought that midrabonon, if somebody else doesn't finish the shechita, that it's going to be posel by korbonos. Lekach shaninu, that's why the Mishnah in Chulin repeats itself to say roiv echod boiv, roiv shnaim boiv, roiv shnaim bebehema, to impress on us that not only by Chulin, but even by korbonos, if somebody else did not finish the shechita and the Kohen Gadol just did the minimum shechita, then it's not possible even midrabonon. Says the Gemara, v'chim achar dafilu psula midrabonon leke. If that's true, that if that second Kohen didn't finish the shechita, it's not possible. Lomoli lemerik. Why did he have to finish the shechita? Let the Kohen do the shechita roiv of the two simonim, and that will suffice. Says the Gemara, you're right as far as the shechita is concerned. However, mitzvah lemorik, there's a special mitzvah to finish the shechita, Rashi says, in order that the blood should come out nicely, should flow out comfortably and into the, to be mekabel the dam, to receive the blood. And therefore, there was a mitzvah for the second Kohen to continue the shechita beyond what Hilchos shechita would have required. Continues the next Gemara. And now we're going to have a considerably long brisa or long Gemara. And this is known, and it's a famous piece of Gemara. Abaya, Masadir, Marocha. Parts of this we mentioned already on Daf Yudalad. Abaya, he arranged the Marocha, which means the Seder of the Avoida, every day, Mishmei de Gemara, in the name of the tradition that he had, how the Avoida was done every day. Valibad de Abashol, because regarding one specific detail, whether the Keteres was done after the menorah was entirely prepared for the lighting, or whether the keteres was done before they finished doing the hatovas aneiros, that was a machlekes between Abba Shaul and the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say that the keteres was done before the menorah was finished being prepared. After preparing five candles, they would do the Kohen would do the keteres, and then they would prepare the second two candles. That's according to the Rabbonon. We saw this on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, but according to Abba Shaul, the Keteres was done only after they finished entirely preparing the menorah, and Abaya arranged the Seder of the Avodah according to Abba Shaul. And now in this list of Abaya, there's going to be 15 details, and the order is very important. They have to have been done exactly in this order. And the Braisa hardly tells us the sources why it has to be in this order, but the Gemara afterwards, the second half of today's daf, we're going to learn the sources of each of these 15, why one comes before the other. So let's see what they are. The first is Marocha Gedoilo Kudemis le Marocha Shnio Shel Keteres. On the outside Mizbeach, on the big Mizbeach, there were two, there was more than two, but we're talking now about two, there were two fireplaces, two bonfires there. One was called the Marocha Gedoilo, which is the big fireplace where all the korbanos were put, and there was a Marocha Shnio, there was a second fireplace on the Mizbeach, which is where the coals that were taken from there and taken into the Heichal, put onto the small Mizbeach in order to put the Keteres onto those coals. Those coals were taken from a second Marocha on the big Mizbeach. Both of these Marochas had to be arranged every morning. Which one was first? Says Abaya, first the Marocha Gedoilo was arranged, and only then the Marocha Shnia of the Keteres. Marocha Shniyo shel k'toyres k'idemes l'sidur shnei gizreitzim. After they would arrange the small marocha of the k'toyres, they would then put, and they would arrange, the two logs of wood that were put on top of the rest of the arrangements of the wood on the big fireplace. That was number three. And then sidur shnei gizreitzim, that was k'idem, that was before the dishun mizbeach apnimi, before cleaning away the ashes from the top of the inside mizbeach, the mizbeach and the heichal, and that was done fourth. And then v'dishon mizbeach apnimi koidem latovas chomesh neiros, what was done fifth was they would prepare five of the neiros of the menorah. After that, v'atovas chomesh neiros was koidem ladam hatomid. After the five neiros were prepared, they would do the shchita of the shchita and the zrika of the korban tomid, not putting the Ivorim on the Mizbeach, that will come later. For now, the Shechita and the Zrika, that's called the Dam HaTomid, and that's what actually brought a Kapora. It's a Korban Oila. The Korban Oila is also a Kapora for Mitzvah Saseh, for Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Hanitek Laaseh. Well, that was the Dam Tomid. Afterwards, the Dam Tomid Koidem Latovas Deneiris. After doing the Korban Tomid, the Shechita and the Zrika, they would be mative, they would prepare the second, the last two candles of the menorah. Afterwards, they would do the k'tayres. They would put the k'tayres in the mizbeach apnimi in the heichal on top of the coals that were taken from the marocha shniyah of the big mizbeach, taken to the small mizbeach, and on that was put the k'tayres. And then k'tayres koidem leivorim. After that, they would put the limbs of the korban tomid onto the mizbeach, and then leivorim lemincha. The leivorim was before the mincha. A korban oila had to be brought with a mincha. As it says in the pasuk, "Basiris ha'efa soiles," the mincha was brought with the korban tomid and put on the mizbeach. So that after the ivorim were put on the mizbeach, the mincha was put on the mizbeach. And then u'mincha lechavitin, the mincha was done before the chavitin. The chavitin was what the kohen gadol would have to bring every day, or would have to belong to the kohen gadol. Anybody could offer it on, any kohen could put on the mizbeach, but the mincha, it's also a mincha, the minchas chavitin followed the mincha that was for the korban tomid. The chavitin lenesachim, after the chavitim, the nesachim, the wine was poured on the mizbeach. On nesachim lemusafim, in the event that it was Shabbos and there was a korban musaf, then after the nesachim of the korban tomid were put on the mizbeach, the musafim was done. On musafim lebezichim, the musaf came before the bezichim. The musaf was put on the mizbeach before the bezichim, the two spoons of levoina that accompanied the lechem aponim, were put onto the mizbeach. Ubezichin the tomid shel ben arba'im, and after the bezichin, the levoina in these two spoons from the lechem upon him was put onto the mizbeach, then they would do the final avoid of the day, the tomid shel ben arba'im. That would be the afternoon korban tomid. Shenemar, and this is the only source brought in by Abaya. Shenemar v'hiktir oleo. This is a posuk speaking about the korban tomid shel shachris, the first korban tomid. It says in the pasuk, "V'ho'ish al hamizbeach tukad boy." The fire on the mizbeach would burn on the mizbeach. Loisichbe, would not be extinguished. Uvi'er oleo akeanim eitzim baboiker baboiker. They would prepare the fireplace in the morning. We'll soon see a little bit more what this is referring to. V'orach oleo ha'oila, and they would put the korban tomid. It would be the first korban that would go onto the fireplace. V'hiktir oleo chelvei hashlomim. And the fats of the shlomim would be put on it. So from these words, chelvei hashlomim, the Gemara learns out, what does it mean, the hashlomim? We read it as if it said hashlem, to complete, which means on the korban tomid shel shachar, you should complete and put all the other korbanos, and not on the korban tomid shel ben arba'im, which means no other korbanos are put onto the mizbeach after the korban tomid shel ben arba'im. Oleo hashlem, on the korban tomid shel shachar, hashlem kol korbanos kulam, all the relevant korbanos of the day should be put after the korban tomid shel shachar, before the korban tomid shel ben arba'im. That's the end of Abaya, the Sidur Amarocha, according to Abaya, from Mishmei de Gemara v'Alibah de Abba Shaul. And now the Gemara, starting from here, is going to go through the sources of each one of these 15 stages, proof why it was exactly in this order. Number one, Omar Mar. Marocha gedoylo kidemes de marocha shniyo shel k'toyres minolon. What's the source that when arranging the Mizbeach, the marocha gedoylo has to be arranged before the small fireplace from where the coals were taken for the k'toyres? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya. This is something we learned in a Braisa, so we're going to see this later on in Mirtz Hashem, that the Pasuk says, Tzavis Aaron Rezbon of Lemur, Zois Toiras Oilo, Hiha Oilo, Al Moikto Ala Mizbeach Kolalailo, Ada Boiker, Ve'esha Mizbeach Tukad Boi. That the Pasuk here is referring to, seems to be referring to two types of fires. Al Moikto Ala Mizbeach Kolalailo, Ada Boiker, Ve'esha Mizbeach Tukad Boi. What are these two fires? The Braisa says, Hiha Oilo, Al Moikto Ala Mizbeach Kolalailo is referring to Zumaroch Gdoil. Gdoilo is referring to the big fireplace on the Mizbeach, Veisha Mizbeach Tukad Boi, is alluding to the Zu Marocha Shnio Shel Ketores. So the order is first the Marocha Gedoila, and then the Marocha Shnio. Asks the Gemara of Eipachano, maybe it's the other way around, maybe the first part, that the Al Moikdo Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla Ad HaBoike is referring to the Marocha Shnio, and the Veisha Mizbeach Tukad Boi is talking about Marocha Gedoila. Answers the Gemara, no. Mistabra Marocha Gedoila Adifa. It's probable, that means in the Pasuk you see that there's two, one before the other. So it must be that it's dafka, one and then the other, and not just by fluke, do whatever you want. You have to follow one before the other, and logic dictates that the one that always comes first is the Marocha Gedela. Why? Shekein Kaparosa Meruba, because all the different korbonis go onto this main fire, and it atones for many different things. However, the small Marocha, the only thing it was used for was to take the coals and put it onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichal for the Ketores, all it did was the Ketores, and therefore it was not Kaparosa Meruba, and therefore logic dictates that that's the fireplace that was arranged second. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, I've got logic to say that the Pasuk probably meant that the Marocha Shnia is first. Marocha Shnia Adifa, why? Shekein Machnisin Mimeno Lifnim. Because from the second Marocha, the small Marocha on this outside Mizbeach, they will take from the coals and bring inside the Heichal. So maybe there's an advantage. Maybe that one should be first. From the big fireplace, they never took coals into the Heichal. Says the Gemara, you're right. It seems to be that there's an advantage also of the second fireplace, of the Marocha Shnia of the Ketores, afilo ocha kaparosa meruba adifa. Logic still dictates that the fact that from the big fireplace atones for so many more things, that probably that one should be done first. The Ibois Eima, or it could be that you're right, that the truth is that the second Marocha has this advantage that it goes into the Heichal. However, even the first Marocha has the same advantage. We said before that the coals of the first Marocha never find their way into the Heichal, and that is a disadvantage relative to the second Marocha. No. I'll explain to you why the first Marocha can also find its way into the Heichal. Miloy If you don't find any wood for the second Marocha, do we not use the woods, the coals from the Marocha Gedoila that would ultimately find their way into the Heichal? So you see that at a pinch, even the woods from the first Marocha would find their way into the Heichal, and therefore in that aspect they share the same advantage, and therefore the big Marocha, which has the added advantage of Kaparosa Meruba, that's the one that has to be done first. So now we've determined why the Marocha Gedoila was arranged before the Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores. Now we're moving to the next thing. Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores, Kidemes Lesidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. That before finishing arranging the big fireplace by putting the two logs on top, they would first arrange the small Marocha of the Ketores. Why? Minolon, says the Gemara Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, says the Pasuk we mentioned before, V'ho'ei Shala Mizbeach Tukad Boi Lo Yisichbe, U'vi'er Oleho HaKoyin, that the Kohen should arrange on it, on the big Marocha, Eitzim, Baboiker, Baboiker, the two Gizre Eitzim, the two logs, you know where you should put them? Put them onto the big Marocha. That's where you have to put them. The question is, well, where else do you want me to put them? The answer is, well, you could have put them on the small Marocha. Could I have put them on the small Marocha? Yes, but then it must be that the small Marocha has already been arranged. So if you see that the Pasuk is telling us explicitly, put the two Gizre Eitzim on the big Marocha, it must be that before putting the two Gizre Eitzim on the big Marocha, the small Marocha has already been arranged. Put the two Gizre Eitzim on the big Marocha, not on the other fire, the small Marocha. So you see from here that by the time you're doing the two Gizre Eitzim, the small Marocha has already been prepared. So from here you see that the small Marocha was done before the Shtei Gizre Eitzim. Asks the Gemara, from that word Oleo, Ubir Oleo HaKoyin, we can't use it to say put it on the big Marocha and don't put it onto the small Marocha. V'hai Oleo Miboilei Legufein. I need the word Oleo to say put it onto the big Marocha and not next to the big Marocha. But it doesn't mean to the exclusion of a different Marocha. That's how the Ritva explains this. V'hai Oleo Miboilei Legufein. Answers the Gemara, Trei Oleo Ksivi. Look in the Pasuk, you'll see it says a number of times the word Oleo. One of them to tell you it has to be on the Marocha, not next to the Marocha. And another one to tell us that it has to be on the big Marocha and not on the small Marocha. If you look in the Pasuk, it actually says three times the word Oleo. And the Gemara here says Trei Oleo Ksivi, it says two. And the Ritva discusses which of the Oleos the Gemara means. Continues the Gemara, now we're up to stage three. So we know that first was the Marocha Gedoila, and then there was the Marocha Shnia, and then was the Sidur of the Shnei Gizre Eitzim, and the Shnei Gizre Eitzim is Koidim, the Sidur Shnei Gizre Eitzim was Koidim to the fourth thing. What was next? L'dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, to, it was before the cleaning away the ashes of the coals on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the small Mizbeach in the Heichal. Afal Gav, even though the Hocha regarding the two Gizre Eitzim, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Baboiker, Baboiker. The Hocha, and regarding the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, also Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Baboiker, Baboiker. So really, because what is the word Baboiker, Baboiker means early in the morning. If it would say once Baboiker, it would be a bit later. Baboiker, Baboiker means even earlier. But if they both say Baboiker, Baboiker, I may have thought that there's no preference which one is first. No. Afila Hacha Machshir Odif, since the two Gizre Eitzim are going to go onto the big Mizbeach, and the wood of the Mizbeach is what's used to prepare and going to be used for the Ktoires, since it's a Machshir, it's a preparation for the Ktoires, that's done first, and only afterwards the Mizbeach HaPnimi is cleared away. Asks the Gemara, Machshir Mayniu, what's the Machshir here? You're telling me that even though it says Baboike Baboike by the Gizre Eitzim, it says Baboike Baboike by the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, but the Shnei Gizre Eitzim is first because it's Machshir Mayniu, Shnei Gizre Eitzim. We're talking here about the two Gizre Eitzim. Are the two Gizre Eitzim really Machshir? What are they Machshir? The Machshir for the Ktoires? Well, they're not. V'ha'omros Shnei Gizre Eitzim le'marocha gedoyla ozli. We just saw before that where did the two Gizre Eitzim go? On the big Marocha. Where were the coals taken from for the Ktoires in the Mizbeach HaPnimi? From the small Marocha. So how can you say that the two Gizre Eitzim are a preparation for the Ktoires and therefore they were first? They were not a preparation for the Ktoires. So we're going to have a few answers to this. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Shem Eitzim, the concept of wood, which is turned into coals, which is a preparation for Ktoires, is wood. Once you know that you need wood for the Ktoires, it doesn't matter which woods. Make sure that all the woods are done before anything else. And therefore, the two Gizre Eitzim, which are also wood, even though they're not going onto the small fireplace, and they're not going to be used directly for the Ktoires, nonetheless, it's in the same bracket as woods which are a preparation for Ktoires and therefore are done before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. That was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's explanation. Ravina Omar, Hoyel v'hischil b'marocha goymir. Ravina says that the reason that the two Gizre Eitzim were before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi was actually because the two Gizre Eitzim is finishing preparing the Mizbeach. Since you started preparing the Mizbeach, first the Marocha Gedoila and then the Marocha Shnia, before you do anything else, finish preparing the Mizbeach and put the Shtei Gizre Eitzim onto the Marocha Gedoila. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, Eloi Mashkech Eitzim LeMarocha Shnia. We saw this before. If they would not find woods on the small Marocha coals to be used for the Ktoires, Miloi Mayil MiMarocha Gedoila, will they not use the coals of the big Marocha? So you see that even the wood from the big Marocha could find its way onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi for the Ktoires. So even the Shtei Gizre Eitzim are considered a Machshir. Since it's considered a Machshir, it's Odif, and therefore it comes first before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Continues the Gemara. Next stage. V'dishon mizbeach ha'pnimi koydim la'tovas chomeish neiris. Before they would start preparing the five candles of the menorah, they would first do the dishon mizbeach ha'pnimi, my tama. Omer Abaya. Abaya says, Gemara gemirna svara lo yodano. That's what we accepted. That was the tradition. We know it to be true. I don't know, we can't make up a logic. We don't know the source. Rava Omar, Rava says, I'll explain to you why they first took care of the Mizbeach HaPnimi before the Menorah. Kirish Lakish, because there's a rule, a concept which Rish Lakish introduced to us. The Omar Rish Lakish, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahis. When you have to do a mitzvah, you have to do two mitzvahs, don't bypass a mitzvah. You come towards a mitzvah, you reach the place of mitzvah, do this mitzvah. Don't bypass the opportunity. When you actually go into the heichal, what are you going to meet first? First thing of, what was in the mizbeach? What was in the heichal, sorry? There was the mizbeach apnimi, there was the menorah, and there was the shulchan. Where were they? We'll soon see exactly. But the first kli, the first utensil that was found, that was met, if you'd walk into the heichal, first is the Mizbeach. Since that's the first kli that you come to, take care, do the mitzvah of the Mizbeach, dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, prepare the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Afterwards, you can progress and go further into the Heichal, you'll come to the Menorah and you can start preparing the Menorah. Where do we know, what's the source that the Mizbeach was closer to the entrance of the Heichal than the Menorah? The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, Shulchan B'tzofin, the table with the two piles of six lechem upon him on each, the 12 bread was on the Tzofin, which when you come into the Heichal, it was on the right-hand side, which was north. Moshuch min ha-koysel shtei amis, umechza, 2.5 amis away from the Tzofin wall. U'menorah b'dorim, Menorah was on the right, on the Dorim, on the south. Moshukah min ha-koysel shtei amis, umechza. There were a lot of comparisons, we'll soon see, but there's a lot of similarities between the menorah and the shulchan. And the same way as the shulchan was 2.5 amos away from the wall, that's learnt out from Psukim, so too the menorah was 2.5 amos away from the wall on the Dorim. Mizbeach memutza, the Mizbeach was exactly in the middle of the Heichal, v'oimed be'emta. However, u'moshuch klapei chutz kimo, it was slightly closer to the Mizrach, to the east, to the entrance of the Heichal. And that's what it says in the Braisa. And so you see clearly, when you walk into the Heichal, what are you going to reach first? The Mizbeach. Ein mavirin ala mitzvois, first do the tishun Mizbeach ha'pnimi, and only then start with atovas aneris. Asks the Braisa of a noikma l'hadayu, why don't you put the shulchan exactly in between the, why don't you put the Mizbeach, sorry, exactly in between the shulchan and the menorah? Says the Gemara, kivin d'chsev, since it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, "V'samto es ha'shulchan michutz la'poreiches." The shulchan was placed outside the poreiches, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with the curtain outside, the curtain separating the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'es ha'menorah noichach ha'shulchan, and put the menorah facing the shulchan. So from the fact that it says noichach, it was facing, bo'inon d'chozu ha'adodi, they have to, so to speak, be seeing each other. If you put the mizbeach ha'pnimi in between them, then the menorah will not be noichach, will not be facing the shulchan, and therefore the menorah, the shulchan was, therefore the mizbeach, sorry, was closer to the mizrach, to the entrance of the heichal, and not exactly between the shulchan and the menorah, and therefore in mavirin ala mitzvahis, the dish on mizbeach ha'pnimi was first. Omar Rava. Rava, this is just, by the way, the Rava says, Shema minom midresh lokish, from this concept, the Resh Lakish says, Ein mavirin ala mitzvahis, we learn another halacha. When a person's right hand would be going up towards his forehead, the first thing that he comes into contact with, or he would come close to, would be his left arm. And only then, his right arm, his right hand, would head towards his forehead. We know there's a mitzvah to put tefillin shel yad on one's hand and tefillin shel rosh on one's forehead. So since we know ein mavirin ala mitzvahis, make sure to first put on the tefillin shel yad, because the hand with which needs the tefillin shel yad is first. Don't bypass that. Shema minom midresh lakish, the avurei daro atoitofa. In order to bypass the arm and first go to the forehead, osur, it's osur to do that. Heich ovit, so how should you put on the tefillin? Midar'o, first put on the tefillin on the yad, on the arm, and then the tuitofta, and then you can proceed and go to the forehead and put the tefillin shel rosh on one's head. Continues the Gemara, we're going now to the next two stages. We've learnt Marocha Gedoilis first, and then Marocha Shnion, and then Sidur Shnei Gizre Eitzim, and then Dishon Uzbeach HaPnimi, and then Hatovas, five of the Neiris. And then the Dam Tomid, we saw that the Korban Tomid was shechted, and the blood was put on the Mizbeach, and then they would finish preparing the Menorah, the Hatovas Shtei Neiris, and we'll see later after that was the Keteris. So now the Gemara is going to discuss this. Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, preparing the five Neiris, was Koidim Ledam HaTomid, was before the Shechita and Zrikas Dam of Korban Tomid. But that was the Dam Tomid, that was the sixth thing to do. Vedam HaTomid Koidim Latovas Shtei Neiris, and only after the Shechita and Zrikas Dam HaTomid, they would then do the Hatovas Shtei Neiris, they would prepare the last two candles of the Menorah. My Tama, what would be the source for this sequence, for this order? So Amar Abaya. So Abaya said as follows. And let's go back now to the Shnei Gizre Eitzim. The Gemara mentioned before, by the way, that the Shnei Gizre Eitzim, it said Baboiker Baboiker, and by the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, it also said Baboiker Baboiker. And the Gemara says, why? If it says them both, why? What's your source that there's a preference to the Gizre Eitzim before the Dishon Mizbeach? Before the Dishon Mizbeach? And the Gemara said, because Machshir Odif, the Gizre Eitzim, is a preparation for the Keteres, and therefore it's first. Okay, fine, granted. But what do we now do with the Baboiker Baboiker that it says of the Shtei Gizre Eitzim? We don't need the Baboiker Baboiker to tell us when to put the two Gizre Eitzim on the Marocha Gedoila. The question then, what do we need those two Baboiker Baboikers for? Answers the Gemara. That's what Abai is going to address now. Hahu baboiker baboiker. These two words, baboiker baboiker, the shnei gizre eitzim, deloitz richi, because I don't need them to tell us when to do the shnei gizre eitzim. Shodinu lahocha. You should, so to speak, this is a rule that we know as im einu inyan la. If you don't need it for one thing, tenehu le inyan, something else. So here also, I don't need the baboiker baboiker for the shnei gizre eitzim. I can take the two baboikers and use them elsewhere. So what am I going to do? I'm chad shadyo latovas chomesh neiris. And the truth is, by the tovas neiris, by the five neiris in the posuk, it already says twice baboiker baboiker. I'm going to take one of the boikers of the shtei gizre eitzim and add it, so to speak, to the two existing baboikers by the tovas chomesh neiris. Delikadmi ledam hatomid, because by the dam hatomid, how many times baboiker does it say by the dam hatomid? Just once. And we're about to see that the second baboiker of the Shtei Gizre Eitzim is going to be given, so to speak, to the Dam HaTomid. So the Dam HaTomid has one of its own and one from the Shtei Gizre Eitzim. Hatovas Chamisha Neiris has two of its own and one from the Shtei Gizre Eitzim. So which one has more baboikers? The Hatovas Chamisha Neiris. And the more baboikers there are, the earlier it is. And that's why the Hatovas Chamisha Neiris is before the Dam HaTomid. Let's see that inside. Chad Shadyo Latovas Chomesh Neiris, one of the baboikers of the Gizre Eitzim we put with the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, Delikadmi Ledam Tomid, so it should be before the Dam HaTomid. V'chad Shadyo Ledam HaTomid, and the other one we're going to give to the Dam HaTomid. Why? Denikadmi Latovas Shtei Neiris, in order that it should be before Latovas Shtei Neiris, because by Latovas Shtei Neiris, it says explicitly baboiker, baboiker. By the Dam HaTomid, it says just once boiker. So if you only have one baboiker by the Dam HaTomid, it would have to be after that Tovas Shtei Neiris. But we say no. The Dam HaTomid also has two, one of its own and one of the Shtei Gizre Eitzim. Chad Shadyo LaTovas Chamisha Neiris, Delikadmi LeDam Tomid, Dehochet Losa. Because once you've given one of the baboikers of the Shtei Gizre Eitzim to the Tovas Neiris, you've got by the Tovas Chamisha Neiris, Tlos, you've got three. V'hocha Trei, and by the Dam Tomid, you only have two. One of its own, and one from the Shtei Gizre Eitzim. And therefore we know that the Tovas Chamisha Neiris is before the Dam Tomid. V'chad Shadyo LeDam HaTomid Denikadmi LaTovas Shtei Neiris, and the reason that we gave the second baboiker to the Dam HaTomid was in order that it should be before that Tovas Shtei Neiris. Afel gav v'hochetrei, even though once you do that, the Dam HaTomid and the Tovas Shtei Neiris both have two. Nonetheless, the dam hatomid is before that of a shtei neiris, because mechapir odif. The dam hatomid is a kapara. And as we said before, that even though it's a korban oila, but an oila is mechaper for mitzvah asei and for mitzvah lois asei shenitei kla asei, and therefore the dam hatomid is before the hatovas shtei neiris. And now the Gemara is going to ask a question, or Papa is going to ask a question against Abaya. So what did we just see now? That hatovas two neiris is last because it just last in this sequence. We're talking here about the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, Hatovas Chamisha Neiris, Dam Tomid, and Hatovas Shtei Neiris. So what did we see? Hatovas Shtei Neiris Achreinim, the last two candles, that was the last because it says twice, Baboiker, Baboiker. Dam Tomid was before it because it says but also Baboiker, Baboiker, one of its own, and one that Baboiker received from the Shtei Gizreitim. So it's the same as far as Baboike is concerned, as the Hatovas Shtei Neiris, and the reason Dam Hatomid is before is because it's a Mechaper. Hatovas Chamisha Neiris is even before the Dam Hatomid, even though Dam Tomid is Mechaper, but the Hatovas Chamisha Neiris is before because it has three times the Baboike, two of its own, and one from the Gizreitzim. And the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi is before them. And the reason it's before is because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahis. That's what Abaya said. Rav Papa is asking a simple question now. Instead of Hatovas Chamisha Neiris being three, two of its own, and one from the Shtei Gizreitzim, no. Let's keep it at two. And then it can drop one level down, and the Dam Tomid then, which is also two, will automatically go one up, because it's a Mechaper. The only reason the Dam Tomid is after Hatovas Chamisha Neiris, according to Abaya, is because Chamisha Neiris has three times Baboiker. Let's not give the one Baboiker to the Chamisha Neiris. Let's drop that down once, and then the Dam Tomid will come up because it's the Mechaper. It will be first. And the reason that the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi will be before the Dam Tomid is because that second Baboiker, which we're not going to give to Hatovas Shtei Neiris, will give it to the Dishon HaMizbeach. Now the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi will have three Baboikers, two of its own, plus one from the Shtei Gizreitzim. So that will be first. And then the Dam Tomid, which is a Mechaper, which has two Baboikers. And then Hatovas Chamisha Neiris, which has two also. And then Hatovas Shtei Neiris, which has two. So that's more or less the question of the Gemara. Why is Dam Tomid between the Chamisha Neiris and the two Neiris? Let's put it between the Dishon HaMizbeach and the Hatovas Chamisha Neiris, and there'll be nothing between the Hatovas Chamisha Neiris and the Hatovas Shtei Neiris. We know that you have to split up the preparing of the menorah. No problem. You'll split it up. You'll prepare the five Neiris. You'll come out of the Heichal. You'll wait a few minutes or however long, and then you'll go back in and you'll do it again and you'll continue. You'll finish off preparing the last two Neiris of the menorah. But you won't have to do the Dam Tomid, the Korban Tomid, in between the preparation of the candles. That's Rav Papa's question. Let's see it inside. Omale Rav Papa L'Abaya. Va'ema, why don't you say that one of the two Baboikers of the Shtei Gizreitzim, Chad, Shadyo L'Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, is going to be, will add it to the two existing Baboikers by the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. D'nekadme L'Dam HaTomid, in order that it should be before the Dam HaTomid. The Hochet Losa, because the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi will now have three Baboikers, V'Hocha, Trey, and the Dam HaTomid will have just two. V'Chad, and the other Baboiker of the Shtei Gizreitzim, Shadyo L'Dam HaTomid, you'll give it to the Dam HaTomid, and now the Dam HaTomid will also be two. The Nigdom La'Tovas Chamisha Neiris, in order that it should be before the Atovas Chamisha Neiris, because if you don't add on a Baboiker to the Dam Tomid, the fact that it's a Mechaper won't be enough. So we need to make that it's Baboiker, Baboiker, by the Dam Tomid and by the Atovas Chamisha Neiris, and then we can say Dam Tomid has the added virtue of being a Mechaper, it will be first. The Avalgav, the Hochetrei, the Hochetrei, even though the Dam Tomid and the Atovas Chamisha Neiris will both have two, nonetheless, Trei Mechaper. That was the question Rav Papa asked Abaya. Answers the Gemara, or asks the Gemara against Rav Papa, Im kein afsuke b'may mafsikus lu. How are you going to interrupt? What gap, what break are you going to make between preparing the five candles of the menorah and the two candles in the menorah? That's the big question here. So the Gemara says, Honichal Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, who says, the Omar Loma Mativin Mechizinu Mativin, Rish Lakish says the reason that they split up the preparing of the menorah and they did first five and then two is Kdei Lahargish Esa Hazor Kula, that in order to cause an excitement in the Azara with people ruffling around and going in and going out, and that causes an excitement, which is good. It's a covet for the Melech. Shapir, we can understand that you don't have to do something in between. You just have to come out, wait a bit, and then go back in and continue. Elol Rabbi Yechanon, but called Rabbi Yechanon, argues with the Shlokish and says, the Omar Baboiker, Baboiker, Chilkul, Shtebekorim. It says Baboiker, Baboiker, but the Nero is to tell us that it's as if it's a different time of the morning. And how would you separate one time from the other time? By doing a different avoida in between. Michael Amema, what are you going to say? According to Yurav Papa, there's no avoida between the two. So it's not considered baboiker, baboiker. So that's how the Gemara refutes Rav Papa's question. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina is now asking Rav Ashi a question. And this question applies to Abaya as well as to Rav Papa. That everything we just now said is explaining was based on the fact that you have twice the words baboike baboike by the Shtei Gizrei Eitzim, and they don't need to be there because they would have been there just to say that the Shtei Gizrei Eitzim are before the dish on Mizbeach HaPnimi, because it's baboike baboike earlier in the morning, but we don't need them because the Shtei Gizrei Eitzim are first because Machshir Odif. So if so, then, and therefore you had them spare. And Abaya said, give one baboiker to that Tovas Chamisha Neiros to make it into three baboikers, and one to the Dam Tomid, which is then two baboikers. And then you have first Chamisha Neiros, and then the Dam Atomid, which is two baboikers, plus being a Mechapir, and then that Tovas Shtei Neiros, which is just two baboikers. So that's fine. The problem is, says Ravina to Ravashi, Hai baboiker baboiker da'itzim, the words baboiker baboiker the Shtei Gizre'itzim, mimi yatir, are they spare at all? Homiboyele legufe. I need it for itself to tell us the Kaomarachmona Nikadmu Lemarocha Shnia Shelkteres. That the reason it says Baboiker Baboiker but the Shtegiz Reitzim is to tell us that you have to put the Shtegiz Reitzim before arranging the second Marocha. Oh yes? That's new to us. We just learned before that the Marocha Shnia was done before the Siddur Shnegiz Reitzim. Omar Lei V'Lav Mi'akimno, did we not just learn the Orleo V'Loy Al Chaverto? That we learn from the Pasuk Orleo that the Shnegiz Reitzim are put onto the big Marocha only after the small Marocha is prepared? Michlal De'isi Le Chaverto. And we see from there that the small Marocha Shnia has already been prepared before you do the Shtegiz Reitzim. In which case, it's incorrect what you, Ravina, have said, that Baboike Baboike or Shtegiz Reitzim is needed to tell us that you put the Shtegiz Reitzim before arranging the Marocha Shnia. It's not true. Continues the Gemara. Maishno do'ovit ha'tovas chamisha neiros bereisha. We know that you have to split up the menorah. The preparing of the menorah. We saw Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish. Why? Either to make an extra excitement, or from the pasuk that says Baboiker, Baboiker, split up into so to speak two different times of the morning, and that would mean make sure you do a different avoda in between. The Gemara is saying Maishno Da'ovit Hatovas Chamisha Neiros Bereisha. Never Hatovas Shtei Neiros Bereisha. Why do you do first the five candles and then the two candles? Maybe you should do the two candles first and afterwards the five. Says the Gemara, Kivin to Askelbu, since you start, starting the preparing of the menorah is, since you start with that, Ovid Ruba. Therefore you do most. You had altogether, you had seven candles to prepare. You have to start, it's appropriate to start with most of them, not with two. Says the Gemara, you want to do most of them? V'nevet shis. So do six first, and then the last one you'll do afterwards when you go back and finish off the preparing of the menorah, either after the Dam Tomid. And the way Abaya said, after the Dam Tomid, you will do the last two. The last two, just leave one for then. Says the Gemara, no. Omakrobe tivoyes aneiros yaktireno, that when you prepare the neiros in plural before being yaktireno, before doing the ktoires, ve'en neiros, the term neiros is plural, pusos mishtaim, it's not less than two. So you would leave a minimum of two, and the other five you start with before doing the Dam Tomid. Continues the Gemara. Vatovas shtei neiros, we know that the tovas of the two neiros has to be before koidemes, the k'tayres is before the k'tayres. And this is actually the abashol part of this braisa, because on Daftezvov and Aleph we saw that according to the Rabbonon, the k'tayres is actually done before doing the hatova of the two neiros. According to the Rabbonon, the Dam Tomid was before any of the Hatovas HaNeiros, then Hatovas Chamisha HaNeiros, and then the K'tayres, and then the Tovas Shtei Neiros, and then the Ivorim. So this is the Abba Shaul part that says that Tovas Shtei Neiros is Kodemus Dekteiros. Dekteiros is after you completely finished preparing the menorah. He learns it from a pasuk. The Amar Kroy, it says in the pasuk Behitivo Yes Aneiros, first you entirely finish preparing the menorah, V'hodor Yaktiren, and only afterwards you do the Kteiros. Continues the Gemara, the next step was Kteiros Le'Ivorim. After doing the Kteiros, then you would put the Ivorim, the limbs of the Korban Tomid, onto the Mizbeach. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, Yukdam Dovor, Shenemar Boi, Baboiker Baboiker, since by the Kteiros it says Baboiker Baboiker, and by the Ivorim it just says once Baboiker, so the way it says Baboiker Baboiker means earlier in the morning. Like we said before, Baboiker Baboiker is earlier than Baboiker, and that, therefore, Yukdam Dovosh Nemaboy Baboiker Baboiker, the Dovosh Lenemaboy Baboiker Echot Belvad, Kteiros, where it says twice Baboiker, is before Ivorim, which only says once Baboiker. Continues the Gemara. The next step was Ivorim Lemincha. After putting the limbs onto the Mizbeach, only then you could do the mincha that went with the korban oila, with the korban tomid, was put on the mizbeach. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa, minayin shelo yehi dovo koidim letomid shel shachar. How do we know that nothing should be put before the evorim? That means the first thing that's put onto the mizbeach is the limbs of the korban tomid shel shachar. Talmud loyma, it says in the pasuk, we've seen it a few times, v'orach oleo ha'oila, that what's put on the new fireplace, on the new fire, is the oila, is the korban tomid, and therefore the ivorim have to go first, and only after that is the mincha. V'amarav ha'oila hi oila rishonu. When it says in the pasuk v'orach oleo ha'oila, the oila, what's the oila? The korban tomid that needs to be put onto the mizbeach first, and that is the ivorim. That's the source that ivorim have to be before the mincha. U'mincha lechavitin. And what's the source that the mincha has to be put onto the mizbeach before the chavitin? Says the Gemara, because it says in the pasuk, "Eile mo'adei Hashem asher tikru isam mikra'i kodesh lehakriv ishe l'Hashem oila u'mincha." Immediately after the oila, you take the mincha that's associated to that oila and you put it onto the mizbeach. And so, therefore, over here you have the korban tomid, the oila. First thing after you put the limbs on the mizbeach, you put the mincha onto the mizbeach. Only afterwards you do the chavitin. The next step, v'chavitim l'nisochim. The chavitin are put on the mizbeach before the wine. Why? Shum mincha. Because we said that after the oila is the mincha. The first thing after the oila is the mincha that's associated to this oila directly, which is the mincha that we mentioned before, the flour that belongs to this korban tomid. Immediately afterwards is another mincha, it's the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, called the chavitin. Since it's also called mincha, we put it on the mizbeach straight after the mincha that belongs to the oila. Nusachim lemusafim. Before doing the korban musaf, if it's Shabbos, you do the nusachim. You put the wine on the. You pour the wine on the mizbeach. Also, that's the nusachim belongs to the korban oila. You learn that out from the pasuk that says, in that same pasuk, lehakriv ishe l'Hashem oila u'mincha zevach unusachim dvar yom b'yomoy. Immediately after the zevach, after the korban, before any other korbanos, put the nusachim. Put the wines onto the mizbeach, and therefore after the chavitin, which is in the same group as the mincha, which has to go immediately after the ivorim, as it says oila mincha, straight after that the nesachim. Umusafin bezichin, and this is actually a machlokes that we've seen elsewhere, but in according to this braisa here, the according to Abaya, the way he was mesader the marocha, the musafin is koidim lebezichin, as we saw. Lav mi omrus baboiker baboiker lahaktim, hochanami bayoim bayoim laachir. By the korban musaf, it just says once the word bayoim, but the bezichin it says bayoim bayoim twice, and therefore the bayoim means later on in the day. Baboiker baboiker means earlier in the morning. Bayoim bayoim means later in the day, and since it says by the bezichin bayoim bayoim, it's done later than the musafin where it says just Bayoim. Says the Gemara, "My tama lemando Omar bezichin koidmin lemusafin." So we understand that Abaye was masada, the musafin was koidim lebezichin. He brings the pasuk. He says, "Bayoim, bayoim is after bayoim." But how about the opinion that says that the bezichin were koidim lemusafin? How? What would be the source for that? Gomar chuko chuko michavitin. It says chuko by chavitin, and we said the chavitin was even before the nesachim. It says chuko by chavitin, and it says chuko by the bezichin. So you see, the bezichin have to be put on as soon as possible after the chavitin, even before the musafin. Imi hosam gomar. If so, that chuka chuka, that straight after the chavitin has to be the bezichin, even before the musafin, imihasam goma ligmara kula milsa mihasam. Then why don't you put on the bezichin even before the nesachim, straight after the chavitin? Chuka chuka, put on the bezichin. Says the Gemara, no. Lahachi yahani bayoim bayoim. The bayoim bayoim that it says by the bezichin, even though according to that opinion, he doesn't say that it's after the musafin, where it just says once bayoim. No, musafin is last because bezichin have to be first because it's got to be closer to the chavitin. But since it says bayoim bayoim, it can be delayed a little bit and there can be the nesachim between the chavitin and the bezichin. And that's that opinion. And in the next shiur, we're going to go back to the Mishnah and we're going to continue the next Gemara.